activism begins with ACT. The Rush Belleville Show features the stories of hardworking grassroots activists working for an end to prohibition in today's activist agenda.
And now, DFW Normal Executive Director Sean McAllister at the Portland Normal meeting. Thanks to DFW Normal and Sean McAllister for being a part of our meeting. It's very inspiring.
Texas has balls. Thanks. I wasn't expecting to hear that in my intro. How's everybody doing today? Yeah, make some noise. Make some noise. Let's get some energy. In Texas, we still lock people in cages for possessing any amount of marijuana. One of my favorite things in Texas, we actually still, in all of our laws, we spell marijuana with an H, which is extremely ignorant, as many of you know. And the thing about Texas is, you know, nobody was really out doing this. Nobody was really coming out to this line and saying, look, hey, there's this line right here. Why is this stupid line right here? There was a lot of great marijuana law reform groups already back when Andrea and I got involved with DFW Normal back in 2011. But our chapter had less than 100 members at the time. And one of the things that we realized was that it just needed a little bit of organization, needed a little bit of leadership, and needed somebody that was going to be that forward momentum, basically on a daily basis, as you guys have here with Russ Belleville, your forward momentum. And, you know, one of the things that we realized was that there was this group of people who had their heart in the right place and they were passionate, but they weren't actually getting a whole lot accomplished. And that was really frustrating to me because back in 2011, we show up to our first DFW Normal meeting and we're expecting to see something more like this. And we see about a dozen people at a park like playing hacky sack and stuff. I'm like, Texas deserves so much better than this, right? Every state deserves to have this reform group that is professional, that is really going to play the game and engage with these politicians. And so we showed up to our first Normal meeting, got to know some people, and found out that not only did they have a solid core group of members, but they were open to new ideas and new leadership. And within about 6 months, they actually invited me to be the director of DFW Normal. And since 2011, our group has gone from 100 members to 1,200 members, making us the largest Normal chapter in the country. And one of the main driving reasons behind that is this idea of creating this inclusive group, this group that we represent all of you, no matter what it is your reason for reform is, whether you're a medical patient or, you know, a hemp farmer, as many of our farmers in Texas, as you can imagine, would love to be growing hemp. You know, we've got vacant fields just not being used anywhere. And we kind of decided that with DFW Normal, we wanted to grow this into something that was not your typical marijuana activism group. We didn't want it to look like a bunch of hippies, no offense, a bunch of hippies coming out because the good old boys club that makes laws in Texas doesn't like that. See, here in Portland, you guys have the right to referendum, right? Yeah, so in Texas, we don't have the right to referendum, which a lot of Texans, they don't even understand that. You know, a lot of Texans, they've got this big puffed out chest attitude about Texas, don't mess with Texas, you know, we're big and bad, big and bold, but they have no idea that we can't actually influence legislation in the state of Texas. We have to move any bill past the extremely conservative Texas legislature, which, as you guys can imagine, they're not really used to budging on this topic. They like to do this with regard to marijuana every session.
No.
And that's not good enough. You know, Texas is huge. Texas has so many medical patients, so many people who could be contributing to the industry, so many people who are already engaging with the culture, as you can imagine, you know, sharing a border with Mexico. Texas has always had marijuana. I grew up knowing that marijuana was very readily available for me, and I didn't try it until I was 17 because I was inundated with this reefer madness. You know, I can remember having a DARE officer come into our, you know, fourth grade and putting a 40-pound bulletproof vest on me, and I do this, and he uses that as this leverage to explain to me how drugs are bad, okay? Has anybody ever had something like that? And it always just kind of set wrong with me that once I kind of found out the truth about marijuana, that there were still people out there that were talking about it that way, that were teaching children especially lies, just flat out lies. How many parents are in here right now? Anybody parent? Yeah, okay, good. Me too. I'm a parent. So how many people would like your children to not be lied to in school? Yeah, that seems like a pretty fundamental, a basic type of thing that you would expect. And so with our group here at DFW Normal, as has been mentioned, we like to throw these events where we get as many people together to come and publicly talk about this, because in Texas, as I said, nobody knows who's cool. Nobody knows, is this neighbor okay or is this neighbor okay? We have no idea, because there's not really this place to go and gather to get to know each other and socialize and consume the substance safely and legally, right? And so we do it everywhere. We just go and do it everywhere and hope we don't get caught by the police officers. And depending on where you go, you know, if you go to some of these small towns in between the major metroplexes here in Texas, you definitely don't want to get pulled over with marijuana in your car, right? Because they're just looking for somebody like you. They're just looking for somebody to come and grab you and bust you. And that's part of this culture, this police state culture that Texas has really embraced, where it's not really about serving and protecting so much as it is finding an infraction that you're guilty of, since I bothered to pull you over and now I'm on the clock with you. And with our group, one of the things that we noticed was right off the bat that because this is not a place where Texas is not a place where you can go and consume this anywhere, a lot of our members, they expect to be able to come to our events and break the law. And so they're coming to our venue, you know, like a venue just like this. I would literally have to tell my members to not smoke in here. That's why I laughed at some of these signs in here, because while we've never had to do that before in Dallas-Fort Worth, it's one of those things that we're getting so big now. We're having 100 people show up to every single meeting that we have to let these people know that it's really not okay yet. And that to me, that's a testament of how strong the culture is in Texas and how far we've grown, because nobody had any idea that there was even a Normal in Dallas-Fort Worth forever. And now it's a household name. It's a name that is making other people understand that there are other Normal chapters in the state of Texas beyond Dallas-Fort Worth. And one of the things that we're really, really good at in Texas is getting so many people together to rally publicly for this stuff. Our Global Marijuana March last year had 4,000 people at it. 4,000. That was a record in Texas. No media reported on it. You know why? Because they were down the street at Mayfest reporting on all the drunks. Even though 4,000 people were marching right past this party, even though 4,000 people went to the historic Tarrant County Courthouse in Cowtown in Fort Worth, and even though almost 4,000 people openly consumed marijuana in violation of the law in the street and on the courthouse, zero arrests were made. Why is that? Why is it that if 4,000 of us get together, it's okay, but if it's just me and my girlfriend driving down the street, they're looking for us? Why is that? And it was one of those things that we just couldn't really wrap our heads around it, the leadership in our organization. We couldn't understand why we could go and have a live music concert, a fundraiser, anything, and have all these people show up, and they're breaking the law at these venues, and the venues are, you know, letting it happen because they've got 200 people buying food and drinks. What do they care? They don't give a damn. Whatever. Go out on the patio, smokers. And what our group has been able to do is turn Dallas-Fort Worth into this very marijuana-friendly region within this state of Texas that is so very red and dangerous. You know, you got to get real deep into Texas before you find a good spot to smoke weed at, right? You understand that? So when if you're coming to Texas, I recommend stopping in Austin or Dallas or maybe Houston, but if not, then keep going. And one of the things that we've always been doing here at Dallas-Fort Worth Normal, something that I've always done at Dallas-Fort Worth Normal, and I like to lead by example, is I listen to Russ every single day. And I've listened to Russ every single day since 2011 or even 2012. And every single event, we talk about Russ and what Russ is doing. And because we feel like there's not really that person, at least in Texas, who can speak the way that Russ can, you know, who can deliver and just communicate to so many different groups of people the way that somebody who is media trained like Russ Belville can. Would you agree? Yeah, everybody awake? So one of the things that I learned early on in my activism career was that as the director of this chapter, I was expected to be a public speaker. How many people in here suffer from anxiety? Raise your hand. Me, really, really badly. And Russ, just in listening to his show, taught me how to become a better public speaker about marijuana, because sometimes what you need to do is just hear somebody that's smarter than you say it and string it all together a little bit for you to find your own voice. And by Russ being able to put out this show on this regular basis and provide this free information where somebody like me can get to it, it's allowed me to grow our organization, Dallas-Fort Worth Normal, way beyond what the expectation could have ever been without that information. And one of the things that I'm just so proud of and jealous of is the fact that you guys have this guy as your executive director. Wow, I am jealous of that. I would step down for Russ Belville in my organization because this is a man with vision. This is a man who understands how the game is played both politically and grassroots, because it can't be one and it can't be the other. A lot of Normal chapters, they're notorious for being either very grassroots or very political and not really in the middle. You know, they don't do a good job of representing the entire spectrum of the people that comprise their membership. And DFW Normal, and I think what Russ's goal with Portland Normal is to create this movement that is so very inclusive that you can't help but want to be a part of it, right? You can't help but want to put in some of your time or creativity into helping to make your state a better place. That's why you're all here, right? You want to make Oregon a better state for everybody? See, I don't believe that any of you are here because you need help breaking the law or help smoking marijuana or any of that stuff. And the same can be said for our DFW Normal meetings. I don't believe people show up to change the law because they want to be able to just go and smoke wherever we go, although that does tend to happen. And I admit that I'm probably the reason for that because I smoke everywhere I go. And that's just the way that I am. I take that back. Maybe not on a plane. Maybe I wouldn't smoke on a plane. But I'll tell you this, anywhere there's an opportunity, you know, we did at the airport. And the problem with groups in Normal, I think, is they find this little niche of something that they do right. They're like, all right, I'm good at throwing this type of event. And that's all that they do ever. And guess what it does to all the other people that surround that group? It alienates them because they get bored. They get tired of the same old, same old, same old. And so with DFW Normal, one of the things that I hope that Russ is able to do with Portland Normal is to create these types of events that maybe every month you're doing something slightly different. And so that way you're always attracting a different type of person because it's maybe not a marijuana event. Like he said in the beginning, I loved that this is not about marijuana specifically right off the bat. And by setting that expectation that this is not, we're not coming together to get high together, although if you want to, I'll be available afterwards. But this is more about getting together to find out how we can do something to empower not only this group, but the people who aren't here, right? The people who maybe are afraid or are unwilling or just unsure of how they can find their place in marijuana activism. And so I think that with DFW Normal, with Portland Normal, one of the things that I would really like to see is more of this sharing of leadership. You know, we really, really often are almost every year, right, since I've met you, have flown Russ to Texas to speak to our group. And that's because Texans, they need to hear this outside perspective. They need to hear the perspective of somebody who lives where it's legal. You know, that gives Texans hope because out here, I mean, it's bad, guys. It's bad. You know, any amount of concentrate is actually a felony in Texas. So, you know, if you're grinding up your herb like a lot of us like to do and a police officer finds your grinder and it's got that keef in it, you're a hash manufacturer potentially, and it's up to you and your lawyer to prove that you're not one. Is that insane? That's absolutely insane. And so in Texas, with the number of people that consume marijuana, with the number of people that are arrested for marijuana, we knew that we had to be the type of organization that was going to be able to go to the Capitol and have a face-to-face conversation with representatives and be taken seriously. We needed to get our shit together, basically, and not look like this hippie movement, this bunch of stoners who came to the Capitol to talk about marijuana. And one of the things that I'm really, really proud of with the Texas movement is recently, some of you may have heard about this, we actually had a citizen lobby day in Austin at the Capitol. And we had 300 people from all over the state of Texas, Houston, Austin, San Antonio, everywhere, converged on the Capitol for an entire day to have 1,000 conversations about marijuana with representatives, with the state troopers that provide security at the Capitol, and with the tourists who are just walking around with a Texas shirt saying, what the hell is all this marijuana leaf about? And so 300 people that were in the Capitol to talk to their lawmakers about changing the law. That is huge. That's what I expect out of Portland Normal. I want you guys to set that bar so very high for the Pacific Northwest that people are struggling to catch up with you, saying, what is it that you guys are doing so much better, so much differently, the way that people say about DFW Normal? Well, one of the things is you got to have an awesome leader to start with, and you have that. Great job, guys. But the second thing is you got to be willing to support that leader. You can't just let that leader be the one that does everything for you and assigns you your marching orders. Because somebody like Russ, somebody like me, we're busy from morning to night with marijuana every single day. And so what we are looking for is those people who are willing to stand up, step up, and say, look, I know you're busy. I can do this, and I'm going to start doing that now. Is that cool? And that is the best way to get somebody like his attention or my attention. Because if you're walking up saying, what can I do to help? Oh, my God. Where do I even start? You know, do I need to have an interview with you? And so what I want for every one of you to be thinking about is, what is it that makes me unique in my marijuana activism? What particular angle do I bring? What skills or what emotional story can I tell when I'm engaging with people? What can I do to further this discussion beyond just showing up to a Portland Normal event and becoming a member? Because while that's great, that's just the beginning. That's just to get you a card-carrying membership so you know not to forget about your commitment to marijuana law reform, right? Yeah. Right? Man, you guys, I think we need a smoke break, right? Everybody's starting to run low on energy. So finally, I think one of the most important points that I would really like to make today is how important it is for states like Oregon to get it right for Texas. Because when I'm talking to these lawmakers, guess what they're telling me? Yeah, at least in Texas, we don't want to be like California. You know what somebody told me 2 weeks ago? We don't want to be like Colorado. A lawmaker told me we don't want to be like Colorado when they've got a tax surplus right now, when they are not locking people, hundreds of thousands of their people away every year. A lawmaker told me that we don't want to be like Colorado. So do you know what that tells me? That they already have the wrong impression of legalization. And it's up to places like you guys right here to completely change the game, to say, all right, yes, it's been this way before. Yes, it's like this over here. Yes, it's like this over here. But here, we're going to set a new standard. We're going to set the standard that the rest of the country can be proud of and that the rest of the country can follow. And so if we're able to say, look, in Oregon, they were able to not only legalize it, but they were able to modify their law in a positive fashion, in a timely manner. Well, you know, that gives people in Texas a whole lot of hope, because right now, the only bills regarding, quote unquote, medical marijuana in Texas that are even being heard is this CBD only crap. How many people think CBD only is what Texas needs? Say boo. Boo. Excuse me. So the CBD only crap, and that's these lawmakers thinking that they're actually making some sort of realistic concession to their cannabis culture, that, oh yeah, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you this medical marijuana, which, you know, is total garbage. It's crap. But you want to know what the crazy thing about this law that they're actually thinking about introducing in Texas is? It puts the Texas Department of Public Safety in charge of regulating medical marijuana. What the hell? What the hell does the Texas Department of Public Safety know anything, not only about flowers or medicine or even doing anything in a timely fashion? That's ridiculous. So what this bill looks like to us is one of these appeasement bills. It's a bill that is going to be used to block our ability to reform our medical program later on. And so here in Oregon, where you guys already have such great laws, which, again, I'm so jealous of your laws here, people. Every time I pass by one of your dispensaries, it kind of just makes my heart flutter a little bit, because I know one day we will have that. And whenever I come here, it gives me this energy, this excitement that I get to bring back to Texas, where everybody else is just trying to keep their head down and trying not to avoid police scrutiny. As you guys know, police are visual predators. And so a lot of times in Texas, people are so unwilling to even put a normal sticker on their car because they're just afraid for what that could mean. And so the more that groups like Oregon, Texas, all these different states are able to take the name normal and say, all right, yes, it is about marijuana, but wait, before you jump to a conclusion, wait just a damn minute and let me explain. Because with Portland Normal and DFW Normal, I think we're able to put our best and most professional foot forward to talk to these lawmakers and to talk to the community and the people who are still maybe kind of on the fence about this. Because what we don't need is the wrong representatives out there confusing the subject further, like Kevin Sabet. How many people like Kevin Sabet in this room? Boo! And so that's what I try to do, is I try to be that kind of balance in Texas, where every time there's that crazy Republican who's going to say something about medical marijuana or hemp or anything regarding our culture, it's got to be us who stands up and says, actually, it's this. You need to check yourself. And with your group right here, you have this unique opportunity to start a normal chapter that does something that no other group does. And you can pick and choose your activities based on what all of these other normal groups are doing, because you've got this brand new chapter that's got support. It's got financial support. Do you realize how ahead of the game you guys are by the fact that you have Randy and Russ? Oh my gosh, you guys are 5 years ahead of every other normal chapter that's going to start this year. And because of that fact, DFW Normal and the entire Normal organization, I think, has an extremely high expectation of Portland Normal. And I don't think that this is going to be an opportunity where this is the last time that you see DFW and Portland Normal teaming up. I think that this is only the beginning. I think that the more that we're able to get together and share our opinions and our energies and our theories and our strategies with each other, the one to be. Because right now, at least in Oregon, you guys all know each other. Everybody is cool here. But in Texas, it's not so much the case. But the more that you guys take your laws and refine them to make better sense for your people and your culture and your politicians and your lawmakers and your police and everybody that is involved with the laws, the more that you guys can drive this in the right direction, the easier it's going to make places like Texas, where we still spell marijuana with an H. We can change the laws to be something sensible. We can stop putting people in cages. We can stop arresting patients, and we can just start saving some tax money and maybe actually make Texas a little bit less redneck and a better state for the entire country. You know, because at the end of the day, the problem is it's not the people still that need to be concerned, convinced about marijuana law reform. It's our lawmakers. It's the lawmakers that are standing in the way. It's this conservative ideal that maybe marijuana is a bad thing still. And the more that we can push forward and say, no, it's not, and this is why, the faster I think we're going to end the federal prohibition of marijuana. Thank you very much.
Sean McAllister, everyone. Thank you, Sean. We'll get Herb back. Sean McAllister from DFW Normal, flown up here to Portland to give us a little bit of perspective. It's important for we all to recognize that legalization is not the end of the line. There's still plenty of work left to be done to get us from legalization to equalization. And that kind of tells you what our rant's going to be about today. Stay tuned with Fine, It's Legal. Now get back in your closet right after the anti-drug public service announcement of the day.
Russ Belleville Show, the voice of the Marijuana Nation.